So my name is Lorraine Murray, and I'm going to do a little interview with Karen.
And it's
really because you took the online course. I was going to ask you, why did you take the online course?
Gosh, I felt really drawn to the whole program that you were running, and I was so keen to get some learning under my belt, and the timing of the courses didn't allow me to be able to do the first one and then the second one in enough time, so there was a bit of lack of patience on my part, and when you offered being able to do it online, it just seemed like a superb opportunity. And I think also, given my learning style and being an introvert, the online was just a perfect solution, being able to do it in my own time.
Cool. And what kind of bits of the online course did you particularly like?
I liked how you gave us lots of different ways of learning. So sometimes we were listening to you, sometimes we were reading your notes on screen, sometimes we were reading your book. And also, I think because you encouraged us to do some note-taking and journaling, it gets every part of you. So I really liked the variety of activities that you got us engaged in. And I think, although for me there was sometimes I lost momentum because of the space in between modules, I do think the practical was just so important. Even if it was just a practical working on my own, I managed to borrow two kids at one point, which was really helpful. Although I think having that chance to break out from the theory and actually try things out was just so, so important. And you built that in beautifully.
Cool. Mm. And what kind of what benefits do you think teaching children meditation, you know, in terms of learning to do this, why do you think it's important to teach children meditation?
Oh, wow.
It's a big question.
Oh, it's a huge question. I think there's something for me when I really go into my heart to answer that question, there's something about the world we're living in now where there's something missing. It is so like a matrix that, you know, full of materialistic things, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, although there just feels like there's some heart missing. And I think if kids have the opportunity of being still and being reflective and having this huge opportunity of just getting to know themselves from the inside out, because I really believe in that journey of the inside out approach rather than trying to get something that's on the outside. And I think there's something about meditation that allows you to go within. And if we can help children learn that at a really young age, then they are our next set of educators. They're the world changers, in fact. Perhaps we're the educators. They're the world changers. So it feels like they're a part of the community where we can invest our passions and our skills in helping them to blossom with a philosophy that's inside out rather than always on the outside.
Mm. And if someone was thinking about learning to teach their kids meditation, what advice would you say to them? What would you suggest?
If they were already parents?
Whoever might be listening to this.
Well, I'd certainly encourage them to go through the programme, mm-hmm. because I think even if you're an experienced meditator, and I wouldn't class myself as experienced, I am a practitioner. Although I've just learned so much through going through the experience, and just thinking about the subtleties of the language that you would use with a child compared to an adult, the idea of even as the meditation teacher, where am I at? What's my energy? And what's my inner child like? And am I projecting enough of that inner child energy for the child to work with me? it just feels like that sort of information that you get by working through part one and now I know part two just feels so, so important to authentically work with the children. I think any work we can do with kids in helping them to blossom is great, although to have this knowledge and that sense of confidence in yourself to be able to do it, I think is priceless.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Karen. Thank you.